book I'm on. I need to turn to the book I'm doing. And also the book
of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, starting with the 19th verse. And I'd like to read from Hebrews 10 and 19. I want to say how much I appreciate Brother Nani. You will not realize how much up and down we had, and he's asking for certain times. I can't give it to him, and I just really appreciate his patience, his long-suffering, and I really appreciate it very much. And many of the brethren that probably would not be able to acknowledge, I surely appreciate you all very much also. And the bride in Durban. God promised you'll have a people from every tongue, every nation, and you're the evidence that God keeps His word. And so it's a great privilege to stand before you here tonight. Also, Brother Sarah, appreciate him and his labors of love. The 19th verse of the 10th chapter says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, and by a new and living way which had consecrated for us, which through the veil," excuse me, "through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." My, that's a wonderful scripture, isn't it? Amen. By a new and living way. Amen. The book of Jude. And I tell you the truth, I wrestled on what to speak. I wanted to finish off maybe the sunlight, but somehow, you know, the Spirit of the Lord has just so really burned my heart to speak on this subject here. Very simple subject.
Amen.
Jude chapter 1, the 20th verse. Took this to start something at Brother Nani, and I thought maybe I can do it maybe just a little bit more doctrinal, seeing that there's a mixed group. It says, "But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated tonight. Normally, when a minister goes out to speak, he goes out with his best sermons. He goes out with his best sermons. But sometimes what he might consider the best is not the necessary one. When you come out to a convention and you have multitudes of ministers and ministries, you sometimes feel the professional pressure to speak the most in-depth, the most richest, the most deep. But that isn't necessary always what God wants.
Amen.
Our aim as ministers is to be faithful to what we believe is needed, for God has burned in our hearts to be a need.
Amen.
We have come through the years as ministers, and we have come through the point of wanting to be recognized. We realize there's no merits to that.
Amen.
Or wanting to be known for a certain caliber of ministry. But we've come to find out that you can run the race and be unfaithful to what God wants. It is being led to speak what you feel is a burden to your heart, and that is needful.
Yes.
And it's with that that I'd like to speak a little bit about the bride's attitude.
Amen.
Our bridal attitude and the atmosphere that we live in.
Amen.
Brother Branham told us so much about attitude. He said, "I would rather a man be wrong in his doctrine and be right in his attitude."
Amen.
And I want to also say that it's not, I am speaking because I know we are believers, we are gathered here. If you weren't a believer, you would not be here tonight. But many a times, if we want to be honest, that we are believers, but yet we feel in ourselves we are not empowered to live the way we really want to live.
Yes, amen.
When we are convinced that this message is great.
Amen.
We are convinced that this is the most powerful thing. And I don't know if I'm going to preach or talk, so I'm just going to follow the leading of the Lord.
Amen.
But we know this to be great.
Amen.
We are convinced it is the most powerful thing.
Amen.
In the hands of man. And there's nothing wrong with the material.
Amen.
I find no fault in it.
Amen.
There must be something wrong with me.
Right.
It's like the law. Paul says, you know, I find no fault in the law. The law is perfect. The law is just. The law is righteous.
Amen.
But I am carnal.
Right.
Therefore, we have no problems with the message of the hour. We have no problems with the messenger.
Amen.
And I am here to say we have no problems with the ministry. We say we have this. We have all things work together for the good.
Amen.
Amen. A man cannot make you live bad. A man cannot give you a bad spirit. A man cannot make you react carnal. It is already in you.
Amen.
It's just the catalyst how you react. A man cannot make you rebellious. Cannot make you proud.
Amen.
It is that which is within us is already there. He's just the catalyst.
Amen.
God might just use him to provoke you to bring the thing out that is in you.
Yes.
We are so ready to listen to the psychiatrist that when something is wrong, it's because of your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. And in our spiritual walk, it must be the pastor or the pastors or somebody.
Right.
I'm here to say that we have problems.
Amen.
The problem is not the message. The problem is not the material that God has given us. The problem is that we must look inside us.
Amen.
And stop looking for somebody to blame. If you want to live victorious, I say look inside.
Amen.
I say we take inventory. Because you and I know that there's a desire in us to live the way God says we will live. There is something in us that wants to see Christ glorified.
Amen.
We want to love our enemy.
Amen.
We want, amen, that when we are provoked, that we can long suffer.
Amen.
We want to be able to say that I'm patient with them that provoke me.
Amen.
We want that. It's not that we don't want that. But many a times we don't know how to achieve it. That's really where I'm going. Is how can we achieve this? Some people think we can achieve it by knowing all the mysteries.
Mm.
The mysteries of God don't change your attitude.
Amen.
It only enlightens you to the purpose and the plan and program of God.
Amen.
Attitude is something that you cannot give yourself. It's something that is produced in you because of experience.
Amen.
You can't give somebody an attitude.
No.
When you talk about attitude, you're talking about expressing your knowledge and your opinion of something.
Yes.
Your likes or dislikes. When your attitude tells your revelation.
Yes, sir.
Your attitude tells your maturity.
Yes.
Your attitude tells whether you know the material or not.
Amen.
Your attitude tells a lot. In fact, you're wearing your attitude right now.
Amen.
And so am I. Attitude, many a times, can turn people off without you saying anything.
Yes. Amen.
Because attitude is not just in words.
Yes.
It is in body language.
Amen.
It's in facial expressions.
Yes.
It is in subtle ways.
Yes.
You can turn people off and you don't even know it.
Yes.
But even though you might not know it, amen, it shows.
Amen.
And it influences.
Amen.
And it brings reactions.
Yeah.
And it makes people have an opinion of you and I.
Yeah.
And even though we don't know it, well, I don't hold us accountable for not knowing, because the scripture says, who knows his own heart?
Yeah.
Above all things, the heart is deceitful.
Yeah.
And who can know it?
Yeah.
I know one who does know it.
Amen.
Because he searches the reins of the heart.
Yeah.
He weighs the spirit of men.
Yeah.
And it will be wonderful, as I say, and I'm not, you know, I'm just saying it for the right reasons. And the ministry will know this. We have preached on seals. We have preached on seven thunders.
Amen.
We have preached on third pull and the different aspects of the third pull. We have preached on the harvest time. We have preached on the dispensation. We have preached on the devil. We have preached on the Antichrist. We have preached on everything. And the deeper we go, it seems, the further we are pastors are seeing the results we want to see in our people, if we want to be honest. We know it's not by much learning that attitude is gained. It is by experience. You've got to experience. When you experience something of someone being so generous to you and kind in a time of need, you don't make yourself have a grateful attitude. It's just produced.
Amen.
It's just produced.
Amen.
You didn't put it there, but somebody,
amen,
because of an experience and meeting with you, did something, and that had an impact. And every time you see that person, you have a certain attitude about it.
Amen.
And that person can pick it up.
Amen.
Amen.
I would say that Brother Branham's assessment, that it is better to have the right attitude than the wrong doctrine.
Amen.
Must be God's assessment.
Amen.
And if it is, then we should wait.
Yes.
We should determine in ourselves, how can I produce? What will it take to produce a humble spirit?
Amen.
An attitude that is humble.
Amen.
What would it take for me to love my neighbor, not try to love him?
Yes.
Amen. But to love him.
Amen.
What would it take for me to long suffer? You know that many, many of the times, the things that you want, God has given it to you. But the way He's given it to you, you don't want it. You want to forgive, and then when you get somebody to provoke you, that you might exercise your forgiveness, you complain that He provoked me, He hurt me. And when it was the very opportunity to express what you say that you have. Many a times we don't recognize God.
Amen.
Because we have our own view of Him. But God cannot be revealed without contrast.
Amen.
And I say you cannot prove what you've got unless the opposite provokes you.
Amen.
I would say if there is no devil, there is no proving.
Amen.
If there is no hurt,
amen,
there will be no comforter.
Amen.
And I said to you that we need it all.
Amen.
If the preacher puts all the bad people out of the church can never be perfected.
Amen.
It needs the individual to provoke,
amen,
and to try,
amen,
and to hurt, and to lie, and to gossip,
yes,
to bring the real out of them that possess it.
Amen.
And the very thing we cry and murmur about is the very thing that God has sent in your midst and my midst to perfect us.
Amen.
But we, like Dayton and Korah, we complain.
Amen.
I'm not just putting on you, I'm putting on all of us.
Amen.
It is our desire as ministers to see what God wants in His Son, which is character.
Amen.
He says that we desire. Isn't that true, ministers?
Amen.
Our labors and our sacrifice, our preaching is nothing if you just have a bunch of head knowledge and can quote back everything that CU said and this one said and that. Amen. But there is no love, there's no light, there is no atmosphere. Amen. There is nothing real.
That's true.
Amen.
This allows us to come imbalanced. Because some ministries are honest enough to say, look, they're preaching on seas, they're preaching on thunders, they're preaching on this, and there's no life.
Yeah.
And so they start concentrating on the life. But you see, if you work, it is all God's word.
Amen.
God will not reveal these things without a reason.
Amen.
Without a purpose. It's important.
Amen.
You cannot just label it and say it's unimportant. Brother Bram said, an intellectual is one who can explain away God's word.
Amen.
We cannot explain away the importance of the seventh seal. We cannot explain away that, but it has its place.
Amen.
It has its purpose.
Yes.
And then that emphasizes the seventh seal and emphasizes the third fold and the great knowledge and wisdom of the mysteries. They are building it on a people that have no foundation.
Amen.
They have no foundation. I say we must. Brother Branham's message was not foundation, was headstone.
Amen.
It was the finish.
Amen.
And it must be placed upon something that has a foundation.
Amen.
If you take everything you know without the foundation, amen, you are going to fall.
Amen.
You are not going to see what you want see. And the ministry is not going to see,
yes,
what it wants seen.
Amen.
In the scripture. scripture that I'm speaking of in the book of Jude, I can hardly do it justice. But it says, building up, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. But ye beloved, building up. I cannot pronounce the Greek word for it. Is eokomio. God forgive the error and judge the intent. It means building upon a foundation that is already laid. In other words, God expects you to build, and every messenger ought to build.
Amen.
But every messenger is coming to do a specific part of the building.
Amen.
But he is expecting that there must be a foundation that is already there.
Amen. Right.
There must be a foundation that is already there. The foundation and the building and the finished headstone is all one.
Amen.
But they're different aspects and they're all needed. Amen. You don't put a headstone on a building that has no walls.
Right.
And you don't put a walls where there is no foundation.
Right.
So that the headstone could not come until the body would.
Amen.
Is that right? There must be a bride before the headstone could come.
Right.
Is that right? And you cannot have a bride without a foundation.
Amen. Right.
There must be, if we are going to place this great message anywhere, it must be placed upon a body, and that body must be established upon a foundation.
Amen.
And I say, we have been trying to build and trying to get you to learn and to believe and to know, to believe that more you know of the message, more peace you will have.
Amen.
The more you know of the mysteries, is more you'll get along with each other. There's no scripture for that.
Amen.
That's no Bible. Amen. That is the God of your imagination has taught you that. That comes from the nature of the good and evil tree.
Amen.
Because I say, even though the nature is dead, we still have thought patterns. Thought patterns that we sometimes we revert back to. That's why Paul, even after he was converted, he said, I die daily.
Amen.
Still had to die. If I might say this, the foundation is as important, listen to me, the foundation is as important as the headstone.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Why is it that we don't think so? Why is it that we don't think so? We don't think so because many a times we who are leaders are so concentrating with good intentions to get you to adoption, we sometimes fail to check and see how's your foundation doing.
Amen.
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 I don't. My aim is to help, not to hurt.
Amen.
If I tear down the ministry or the fivefold that I am a part of, I am a fool. Mm. If I shame them, I am a fool.
Amen.
Because Brother Man said we are all one, and America is a shame. We are all.
Amen.
But we must check our steps.
Amen.
We must make sure that this is so precious. You are so precious. You're the blood of Christ. Amen. That we as stewards must make sure the building is right.
Amen.
It is built to code.
Amen.
It is built to specification.
Amen.
It is not limited to ideas and thoughts.
Amen.
And anything else. It must be built according to the plan.
Amen.
Right.
I'll give you an example of what I mean. We have young people who are born in the message. I, as a pastor, I'm contented for them to be in the message. And what I'm saying is not that your pastors haven't said. We have all said it. We all know it. We all have our own different ways to deal with it. Because our desire is to see Christ in you. We can establish you in Christ. That's the truth. But it'll take the Holy Ghost to establish Christ in you.
Amen. Amen.
We can do one part and the Spirit must do the other part.
Amen.
See? And you have the you have them born in a message, and it should be because we are 40 years. Amen. And they're born to message believers, and they grow up. The daughters grow up knowing how to dress. They grow up without a TV. They grow up without all the things that we as believers. But they grow up with that. That doesn't mean the nature not to have it is gone.
Amen.
Amen.
It is like bringing up a Muslim child in a Muslim home. I can take my daughter, who is a Christian, put her in a Muslim home, grow up for 20 years, and she will act like a Muslim.
Yes.
But is she a Muslim?
No.
No, she's not.
Amen.
And our children, I'm just giving you an example of what I mean, building up. In other words, our children, they grow up, they dress like message believers. They live just like mommy, they live just like daddy, without an experience, by the way. They dress like them, they don't go certain places, they don't have an experience, but we are contented because they come to church.
Yes. Amen.
As message ministry, we do not emphasize a lot of times the foundation because we are so occupied in getting into adoption.
Right. Amen.
We do not see those people as our sinners. After all, sinners are them that wear short dress. Sinners are them that, you know, go to the movies. Sinners are them. Why should they be sinners? Because they know not what sin is. Our definition of sin, amen, is people who dress the way the message they ought to dress.
That's right. Amen.
But I say sin is not your outward appearance. Sin is a condition of the heart.
Amen.
And no matter if you dress right and behave right, you're still a sinner.
Amen.
Sin is not the absence of good. Sin is not the absence of godly standard. In fact, some of the best sinners are godly.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The scribes and Pharisees lived exactly what the word said, dressed the way the word said, but their heart condition was wrong.
Amen.
Could we be so deceived in ourselves also? I'm just asking.
Amen.
Our young people, they grow up and they are more dangerous than you think.
Right.
Because they are the next generation to carry the torch.
Amen.
And if they don't, if we don't establish them right, I say to you, well, brother, where will this message end?
Right. Amen.
So they come up in the message and they really don't know what sin is. They don't see themselves as a sinner because they are doing everything the prophet says. They know about the prophet. They know about serpent seed. They know about the future home. They know about theophany. They know about the mystery of iniquity. They know the devil's denomination. They know all of those wonderful truths. What they don't know is the condition of their hearts.
Right.
Because they are judging themselves by what the message says you should behave and act.
Right.
And salvation has nothing to do with behavior and acting.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
I might say this also.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
That there are people who come from the system that are taught the foundation right. But when they come into the message, we preach out that out of them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And replace it with the mysteries of God.
Right. Amen.
Don't you believe that the
Hallelujah.
Denomination can preach that the foundation is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Remember, the foundation has nothing to do with doctrine. The bodywork and the headstone has to do with the doctrines, the teaching, the establishing. But the foundation has to do with the work of what God did in Christ.
Amen.
Let me say it this way. From Paul's message all the way to Brother Branham's message, if you believe it, it cannot save you.
Amen.
The message Amen. Did not come to save you.
Amen.
The message comes to tell you that you have already been saved.
Amen.
You have already been healed.
Yes.
He has already given it all for you.
Yes.
And to identify, you are the elect.
Amen.
He didn't do it for everybody. He only did it for the elect. And
Amen.
You being under the star for your day, prove But my sheep hear my voice.
Yes. Amen.
And another they will not follow.
Amen.
Message didn't come. The message, you believe in a message cannot save you. Yes. The message only comes to tell you that you are already.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Saved. Sometimes we preach it in a way, if you believe it, you'll be saved. No, it's getting them to believe that God has already saved them.
Amen.
Already healed them.
Yes.
That is a finished work.
Amen.
And if you believe it, God will bring it to pass in your life.
Amen.
It comes first, then the manifestation of what you believe.
Yes.
Amen.
So the young people, they grow up in the message. And they live everything and they know the course, they know everything. But they cannot live with each other.
Yes. Amen.
Because the nature that is in them is not the nature of Christ. They cannot suffer injustice.
Amen.
It takes the nature of God to suffer injustice.
Amen.
It takes the nature of God to handle persecution.
Amen.
It takes the nature of God to long suffer and to forgive them that are not worthy to be forgiven.
Amen.
It takes the nature of God to be merciful. Of God to be God-like.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The problem is, how do you get the nature of God?
Amen.
Brother Bob told us, he said, if you want the token, he said, lay your hand by faith upon the sacrifice. Look where he's going back.
Amen.
He's not back to any doctrine. He said, lay your hands upon the sacrifice. Feel what your sin has caused. Feel the effect of your sin. The cruelty of sin and the penalty thereof. You can't do that. It takes the Spirit to bring you there.
Amen.
A man can't even repent lest the goodness of the Lord even bring him to repentance. Look how dependent we are. We can't even repent.
Amen.
In other words, I might preach this and you might say that's true and we are really wrong. That's just your human spirit.
Amen.
It will take the Spirit of God to really cause the soul to grieve.
Amen. Amen.
And then when the Spirit of God causes you, then it turns around and justifies you.
Amen.
You can't even trust your own heart to repent.
Amen.
David said, search me, O Lord, and see if there be any evil in me.
Yes.
Can't even trust your own heart. When you come to that place, you're really looking good in the eyes of God. So the young people, they grow up and they are message oriented, but they cannot live victorious.
Amen.
You think victorious living is dressing right and keeping yourself from sin? No, victorious living is God keeping you.
Amen.
Not me keeping a thing.
Amen.
You see, that's why if we don't watch it, you'll end up by the Jordan River. And when we're ready to go over, you'll find when you look behind you, there's almost nobody.
Amen.
We must check those things now.
Amen.
We as ministers must not let our labors, amen, be in vain.
Amen.
But we should work and work to make sure that when we get down there, there will be men.
Amen.
That are able to present it for Christ.
Amen.
What good is it to preach? What good is it to have a ministry? What good is it to have, amen, the respect of God's people or trust of God's people? And you can provide nothing, show nothing.
That's right. Amen.
That's true.
The whole aim of preaching is to bring a people to perfection.
Amen.
That's the whole aim of it.
Amen.
I say, we must focus on the foundation.
Amen.
And in that foundation, you will find the strength.
Amen.
You will find the experience.
Yes, amen.
To be Christ-like.
Amen.
Amen. Even before the Holy Ghost comes, your spirit will change.
Amen.
Before the Holy Ghost comes, your attitude will change.
Amen.
You say, where did you find that? Brother Branham said he'll give your spirit to get along with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, I'll give you a new spirit, not only a new heart, but a new spirit to get along with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It'll change your attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How do you get the token, he said? Just look at it. The token message, even after 1963, he is saying this. Lay your hands upon the sacrifice.
Amen. Yes.
And your faith in that sacrifice, isn't it? It is your faith, not in the doctrine.
Yes.
It is your faith in the sacrifice that causes the Spirit to come upon you. But the Spirit travels through the Word, so the Spirit will come in the form of the message.
Amen.
Amen.
So the message cannot be separated from the atonement.
Amen.
Amen.
The message cannot be separated from the sacrifice.
Amen.
And the message cannot be separated from the foundation.
Amen.
Because there's no other foundation that can be laid save Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm not talking about the doctrine of Christ. I'm talking about the person and work of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have come. If we don't watch it, we can easily pick up the spirits that were
yeah.
present in the ages gone by.
Yeah.
And that spirit is the spirit of the Greeks. They desire wisdom.
Amen.
Mysteries. The intricate working of the human mind and psychology and psychiatry and all of these different things that we are sometimes we are blending that in with the message.
Yes.
We don't need psychology and psychology. We have everything we need. It's right in here. We don't need to go outside of it.
Amen.
Oh brother, this is everything that God will not give us something lacking.
Yes.
Amen. Everything we have need of is right in here. All
Amen.
We need is dependent hearts.
Amen.
Not independent hearts, dependent hearts.
Yes.
Amen. Praying for your fivefold ministry.
Yes.
Praying for your pastor. Praying for the evangelist.
Amen.
Praying for the teacher. Because you will get nothing outside of
him. Amen. Amen.
You will get nothing. I don't care if you agree with them. I don't care if your personality clash.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. You'll get nothing without them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but if you ever catch that, you wouldn't have any time to waste.
Amen.
You want to be blessed, you ask God to bless them.
Yes.
Ask God to keep them.
Yes.
Ask God to change
Amen.
Them. You
yes.
don't like something about their attitude. There's a lot of people don't like something about you.
Yes. Amen.
You pray for them.
Yes.
You are not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere without the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen. This is the vehicle to get you there.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Why bite the hands?
Amen.
That will feed you.
Amen.
Why grumble? Why complain? They might have faults. They're not perfect. But God put them there. God will take them down
yes.
to the ones.
Amen.
Until that
yes.
time, let's
Amen.
Honor them. Let's respect them.
Amen.
Let's pray for them.
Amen.
Because you are going nowhere fast.
Right.
Without
right.
men.
Right.
Don't speak evil. Don't encourage other people to speak
yes.
evil.
Amen.
Don't you disrespect them. You pastors, don't you talk about other pastors. Amen. Amen. To your people, don't talk about their faults because those people turn around and bite you.
Amen.
Amen.
Some ministers, they have to talk to the people about other people's problems and cause ministers because they want to be appreciated by their own people.
Yes.
They
Amen.
They have an ego something.
Amen.
Amen. Then you better let God talk about your ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because we are breeding the very thing that we say we want to accomplish.
Mm.
Just by one minister doing that,
mm.
he is hurting the whole thing.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, we are, that's why we must be on a different realm. Not just be Corinthians. We must be on a different realm. We take our battles in the back room.
Amen.
We take it in the back room.
Yes.
Amen. We set an example. But when we walk out here, we are all smiling. We are all happy. Yes, it might be a fairy tale to the unbeliever, but them that believe it will happen.
Amen.
To the elect of God, it will happen.
Amen.
It must happen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
He is going to unite these people, not the way, you know, by superficial uniting. He's going to unite them, though, by his own spirit.
Amen.
But it starts with the people with the right attitude.
Amen.
He said that you lay hands upon your sacrifice.
Yes.
He is not disconnected. See, the Spirit will come back upon you in the age. But the Spirit comes back in the form of the Word because it says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
The Spirit that was upon that sacrifice
yes.
comes back to confirm, I have accepted your faith in the sacrifice.
Amen.
So you cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost unless you are holding on to the foundation.
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, if you come in believing that if you believe all that the prophet says, and you believe all the mystery, and you know about serpents and everything, you receive the Holy Ghost.
Mm. No.
Find that for me in the Bible.
No. No.
Amen.
Then God will diminish the work of his son. One of the reasons our attitude is not the way it is because we have never come rightly to Calvary.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Some of you have come to the message, and some of you older ministers have been in Pentecost. You will remember now in your mind, or probably did remember in your mind, when your emphasis was the cross.
Amen. Amen.
That was the beginning of everything. You might not have had all the truths and everything like we know, but one thing you did know. You know how to get a people justified.
Amen.
You know how to get a people heart quieted.
Yes, amen.
You know how to get the conviction and condemnation out of a people.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Amen.
Because they did preach. But to us, the cross is no deep thing.
Mm.
You see, you're preaching the cross is Pentecost.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, it looks like some kind of Pentecost something. You know, sometimes we look down at the evangelist going out there to. But that's the man that if he presents the Christ right, he will grow right.
Amen. Amen.
That's how you should pray for him. Because he's the first man that you're going to meet, you're going to present Christ to you.
Amen.
Oh, what an awesome office that is.
Amen.
We look at him as, yes, you know, well. Because you don't know the value.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
If he doesn't present it right, you don't come in right. You don't grow right.
Amen.
I asked myself, I'm not just talking about the minister, I asked myself in my early days, the last 3 to 4 years, after I thought God had given us some wonderful teachings, some wonderful things. I've seen things I believe that have blessed my soul, my heart. Things that my people thought was great. And they look and say, oh, Brother Tony, not Brother Tony, the grace of God.
Amen.
But in all of that, I never saw what I wanted to see in a people. I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I love prophecy. I love the richness of the deep things of God. I love what this message, amen, come to open up our minds. But I've learned that the finished work comes to tell you about the program and plan that has never been made known.
Amen.
But the foundation has always been here.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Foundation has always been here. I didn't see what I want to see in their life. And as a pastor, we don't see. And I ask myself, when God began to deal with me, how many times did I lead a sinner's prayer in my congregation? How many times did I preach in a way to bring conviction to the young people who are message-dressed and message-oriented? How often have I done that? And I have to say to myself, almost none.
Amen.
Because we think sinner's prayer is only for outside. That's for the evangelist. We don't see the crop coming up. And many of you who came into the message that were not children came into the message because somebody showed you a mystery that Eve didn't eat an apple.
Yes. Amen.
Or they showed you water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you said, man, that's the truth. Or they showed you some great mystery and you came in. And you came in and you didn't even know you were a sinner. You just believe now that you believe the message, you're a believer.
Yes. Amen.
You are believing the message, but has it empowered you to live an overcoming life?
Amen.
I'm not talking about overcoming life in your dress code and your life. I'm talking about when you are provoked, when you are lied on, when you are gossiped, when you suffer injustice, when you are shamed.
Amen.
That is when Christ comes out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We are Christians as long as everybody treats us as Christians, but what when the devil treats you?
Amen.
Isn't that when it really counts? Isn't that really when it really matters? Listen, I'm just talking for me and my group. I'm tired of just going on.
Amen.
Hoping something will happen.
Amen. Yes.
I'm tired of thinking that the rapture will come and we'll be perfect. What about the zeal now?
Yes.
What about the desire now?
Yes.
What about the thirst now?
Yes.
Amen. What about a power, spirit-filled life now?
Yes.
Amen.
What about overcoming? Amen. My shortcomings now.
Amen.
What about that?
Amen.
Or are we contented to whistle through the graveyard believing we believe? I say, brother, sister, it's getting late.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, it's getting late, and we ought to desire something real.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you the truth, knowing all the things that we do know does not comfort your heart.
Amen.
It does not change your attitude.
Yes.
Sometimes it puts you in more trouble because you talk too much more now.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. My assessment might be wrong. Maybe it just happened in my group. But if it's wrong, you pray for me, you forgive me.
Yes. Amen.
But I believe that the bride knows that there is more.
Amen.
And the bride knows that she has the most powerful thing. It's just how to get it to work.
Amen.
That's the thing. How to get it to work.
Amen.
Amen. And Brother Benham showed us a man who preached a message just before he came in. He preached why Mark 16:16 does not work.
Mm.
His name was Lee Vail. Amen. Some call him a master teacher. Brother Branham called him a doctor.
Yes, amen.
Amen. And Brother Branham came behind because he might have had the thought, but the prophet had the mind of God.
Amen.
He came in and he said, you know why Mark 16:16 doesn't work? He said, because you've got to humble yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, that's why. He said, that's what God works with, humility.
Amen.
Amen. God exalts the humble. And you say, I am humble. How do you know you're humble? The very fact that you think you're humble might be the evidence that you're not.
Amen.
Amen.
The very fact that this might not mean anything to you on the subject and the thing that might be said might be the very evidence that you're not.
Amen.
Because we've had great things, maybe we need the simple things.
Amen.
I'm not putting away anything, because I'm not going to explain away God's word.
Amen.
We need it all, but I'm showing you, you need a foundation, you need a building, and you need a headstone.
Amen.
You need it all.
Yes, amen.
But we have been emphasizing the mysteries and the headstone so much, we have forgot, amen, to establish you on the foundation.
Amen.
And without that foundation, you will fall.
Amen.
Without that foundation, you cannot live an overcoming life.
Yes.
Without that foundation, you cannot have peace. Your conscience cannot be at rest. There is no joy. You're happy today and you're unhappy tomorrow.
Yes.
Even if you're suffering from depression, you're suffering from panic attacks.
Yes.
You don't even know why.
Yes.
But he come that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And I believe that.
Amen.
I believe what the prophet said, Christian living is not high today and low tomorrow.
Amen.
Christian living is a consistent living.
Amen.
Revival from day. No matter what happens
yes.
in the circumstance, you know someone who can take care of it.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Not because you know a certain mystery, it will take care of that. No, it's more than that.
Amen.
It may sound like I'm putting down certain things. I'm not. I'm showing you that there are things in God's word that has to meet certain things.
Amen.
You know, like when you're doing war, you have a general meeting a general, a bishop meeting a bishop. Isn't
that? Amen.
Certain part of God's word will have to meet certain things.
Yes.
But not all of it will meet that thing.
Yes.
There is use for the mysteries of the kingdom. Because God will not reveal it. He doesn't want us to be ignorant of his plan.
Amen.
Because when we understand who is behind it, oh my, that sets us to worship and having a jubilee.
Amen.
What he has done for us, what he has promised.
Yes, amen.
But before you can ever get to that jubilee, I tell you, you must rejoice even while you are yet having sins.
Amen.
Same sins in your life.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. While you're still having problems,
amen.
You can have peace. While you're still going through battles, you can
yes.
have joy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That's the beauty of the Christian life.
Yes.
Is it does not matter what is happening here, it's what is happening here.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I see, it's what he says.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I say, it's what he said.
Amen.
That's looking, that is looking by faith.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Watch carefully. The very basic concept, the very first concept of becoming happy is knowing you.
Amen.
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 Yes.
The very, you know, we read Hebrews 10, but it says, let us come boldly come before the throne of grace, and so forth, and it's talking about how he has made a way for us, a new and living way.
Mm.
That was Paul's writing.
Amen.
Let us approach the throne. Now, nobody can approach the throne in the Old Testament.
Mm.
You enter inside there, you die. You have to be a certain kind of person.
Yes.
Because the Spirit of God did not fall upon all flesh.
Amen.
It only fell upon kings and upon priests and so forth. But today it fall upon all flesh.
Amen.
Whether you're a preacher, whether you're a woman, whether you're a sister, whether you're even a child, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
But the Spirit of God will fall.
Yes.
And it falls upon you and draws you into His presence.
Amen.
Brahman said, not entering in will kill you today. Entering
Amen.
At one time would have killed you. He said, not entering will kill you today.
Amen.
But I want you to notice that Paul is happy. Paul is rejoicing. He said, come boldly.
Amen.
Before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Amen. Because he had made a way. And look at the way that, I want you to focus a couple of these points. I want you to know that to enter into the Holy of Holies, the first piece of furniture you must pass is the brass laver.
Amen.
It must be the brass laver. The brass laver was made of polished brass. You know that. It's fundamental.
Amen.
And it was made so that you can see the reflection of yourself, at least the woman.
Mm.
Could see themselves, comb their hair, check their dress out. For you men. Polished brass. But God put it as the first piece.
Amen.
The brass laver. It was for you to see yourself. Brass.
Amen.
God's word showing you the judgment of man.
Amen.
I want you to listen very carefully. It's fundamental. Every evangelist preaches it. But I want to take another turn with it and show you how it has an effect on your attitude.
Amen.
Your attitude begins to change there.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's where your attitude changed. Down at the cross.
Amen.
Where my Savior died.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, brother. Amen. If you've never had that experience and you know all the mysteries, you're missing something, brother. You're
Amen.
Missing a jubilee. You're missing a rest. You're
Amen.
Missing a peace. You're missing a whole lot of Christianity.
Amen.
Amen.
Still the truth, you know. You said, I told you that's elementary. That's, you know, that's Pentecost. The cross, Paul said, it is the power of God.
Amen. Amen.
He said, the preaching of the cross is the power of God. To others, it might be foolishness, but to us, it is the power of God.
Amen.
Oh, there must be some power that affects a man's heart there. There must be something that affects his attitude there. There must be something that changes it there.
Amen.
There's something that happened there. If you never come the right way to Christ,
Amen.
And this message will be ineffective to you.
Amen.
And you can continue to learn and say as much as more. That's what sometimes will happen to ministries. They get themselves set to comfort their hearts, and the more I know and the more doctrinal, you know, I'm right, there's more peace they have of this. That's not how peace comes.
No.
That's right. Amen.
Peace does not come by knowing about doctrine. Peace comes by knowing about Him and what He has done for you.
Amen.
That's how peace comes.
Amen.
Being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Amen.
Not justified by knowing. Not justified by intellect. Not justified even by anything else.
Amen.
But by faith. And faith is contrary to works.
Amen.
Faith has, the only work of faith is of the heart. It's not of the hands. It's not of the mind. It's not of anything else.
Amen.
If you have never come properly to Christ, young and old, preacher or not preacher,
Amen.
Deacon or no deacon,
Amen. Come now, Amen.
You could spend a lifetime with this message,
yes.
Believe it and love it, and don't feel the power and effects of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Amen.
I have people in my assembly that were in Brother Branham's meeting, they're part of my church. Brother Cyril, know him. Brother Ram called out one of them, their wives. They were in a meeting. They were in the tapes. I have majority, a decent amount of elderly, as you would say, at least a couple of them. And I found that when they came in from the system, they knew about the foundation. But with the help of me and maybe whoever else they were under,
Hallelujah.
We didn't emphasize it or we preached it out of them.
Amen.
And by preaching it out and not reminding them, it encouraged self-righteousness and pride.
Mm.
Amen.
We can preach out the power of the cross from our people.
Amen.
And we can breed within them pride and self-righteousness.
Amen.
And wherever you find pride, you'll find contention.
Amen.
Or fighting, criticism.
Amen.
I say we.
Amen.
And I don't say any person. I saw the me. Because unless we are willing to be honest from the head, we cannot expect the body to be honest.
Amen.
The ministry must make an assessment. It must look over its footprints.
Amen.
And answer, am I pleased what I'm seeing in my people? Or am I contented to say, it will happen another day, another day, another service, after this series, and after this series? And...
Right. Amen.
The first thing that God has to show you, you cannot see it because it says, who knows your heart? Jeremiah 17 and 7. Above all things, the heart is deceitful. And it asks the question, who knows it? If I answer that, I'll be a fool. You don't know what you will do under pressure.
Right.
Amen.
Commit yourself not to boast.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know that David was wise to say, try me, O Lord, and see if there be any evil in me.
Yes. Amen.
Who knows the heart?
Right. Amen.
There's only one that knows it. You don't know it.
Amen.
That's why God has to have things happen to you.
Amen.
He has to have people kick you.
Amen.
So you can see you react and then you know what's in your heart.
Amen.
You have to have people lie on you.
Amen.
And when God is trying to show you what is in your heart, you see their problem.
Amen.
Because you see, you don't think you have a problem.
Thank you, Lord.
We are looking for justice. He is wrong. He kicked me. He shouldn't have said that. And God is trying to show you your own heart.
Amen.
How else can He show you yourself?
Yes. Amen.
This is not the perfection of your neighbor. This is the perfection of you.
Amen.
Let me give you an example, because I'm kind of just really developing this thought. Let me just give you one example. How many likes pain in their life? Anybody likes pain? You like pain, brother? You're not normal. How are you teasing you, brother? That's a compliment. To not be normal is a compliment.
Amen.
Because when you understand pain, you begin to appreciate it.
Amen.
You begin to talk like a fanatic.
Amen.
Count it all joy, the fiery trials.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Count the joy, fiery trials.
Amen.
It's more precious than gold.
Amen.
Because you see, unless you see the value of it,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. If you see it on the human level,
yes.
Amen. Well, nobody wants it. But when you see it from God's eyes,
yes.
Amen. You say, oh, count it all joy, the fiery trials.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
More precious than gold.
Yes. Amen.
Because pain is not negative. Pain is positive.
Amen. Amen.
If you didn't have pain in your body, and you put your hand upon a stove, a hot coal or something, it would stay there and burn completely up. Because it's you start to pay attention to it. You take your hands away from the danger, then you begin to pay attention to the part that's hurting. You want to give it some special attention. Give it some ointment. Give it some treatment. Isn't that true?
Amen.
And therefore, the reason you act is for two reasons. For pain or for pleasure.
Amen.
We love pleasure.
Yes.
But we don't like pain.
Exactly.
But up is down with God and down is up.
Amen. Amen.
Because He says, amen, if somebody lies on you, you're going to react and give them a good cursing off and a piece of your mind, which of course is very little in value,
yes.
But you're going to give it anyway. And you're going to give a piece of your mind because you know why you're hurting.
Yeah.
Is that right? That person lie on you.
Yes.
Why? Because you're hurting.
Yeah.
When you have pain, God is trying to tell you, why is it hurting you? Pay attention to what is hurting you. And if you pay attention, you'll find the reason it's hurting you is because you like people to say things about you. You think so highly of yourself, they should admire you.
Yes. Amen.
Isn't that right? So don't lie on me. Amen. Don't try to kill my reputation, my influence. And yet you will read in the message, We are nothing more than some South African dust, some Trinidad dust.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Something's not right there, right?
Yes.
The pain that was caused, nothing can happen to you unless God permitted it.
Amen.
He permitted somebody to lie on you. He permitted them because he knows how much you care about you.
Amen.
About this man.
Yes.
And he's trying to tell you why you hurt him. It's because of pride.
Yes. Amen.
You overestimate yourself and your importance.
Amen.
So if they lie, they lie. Who am I? They lie on Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Who have they lied on?
Yes.
Amen. I'm not that important.
Amen.
But you see, pain is put in the body for you to pay attention. Why is it hurting?
Amen.
Why is it hurting? Is it pride?
Yes. Amen.
What is the reason it's hurting?
Yes.
The first thing that God has to show you is yourself.
Amen.
A brass labor reflects you.
Amen.
And you've got to see yourself the way God sees you.
Hallelujah.
Because we like to see ourselves the way we see God.
Yes.
So we, like I spoke like Brother Nani. Sorry, Brother Nani, gonna hear part of it again. We like to say things like, well, you know, I got some problems, but not as bad as Brother Ronnie. See, that's our assessment of us.
Yes.
You know, we got some problems, you know. I'm got a little temper, but I'm not like Brother Silver.
Yes.
Man, he's boy. You see, we like to judge ourselves amongst one another, and the Bible says that's not wise.
Amen.
I mean, that's like one pig looking at another pig and saying, "My goodness, you stink more than I do."
Amen.
And we feel wonderful about it because it justifies our conscience.
Yeah.
Or so. But God don't judge like that.
Amen.
When God judged, he judged humanity based upon representation.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
He never judged me directly, a sinner.
Amen.
Amen.
I was in the loins of Adam, therefore,
amen.
I was born a sinner.
Amen.
I did not lie to become a sinner. I did not cheat to become a sinner. I did not do anything wrong to become a sinner. I was born a sinner.
Amen.
I did not do anything to become an enemy of God.
Amen.
Amen. I was born an enemy of God.
Amen.
Lying didn't make me an enemy. I was already an enemy before I lied.
Yes, amen.
I was rejected before I did anything wrong.
Yes.
But do you think we'd like to believe that? There was a people that call themselves a covenant people that God spent over 2,000 years, 2,500 years, trying to get them to see that they were no good,
yes,
born in sin, and they spent 25 years trying to tell God they can keep his word. That was the Jews.
Amen. Yes.
God gave them the law so that they can see themselves. And they never saw it. All they can see is that, well, I kept the Ten Commandments. And he said, no, my law must be kept from the heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can keep it here. You can keep it here. But if you don't keep it here,
amen,
then it's sin.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, in other words, you might not steal, but if you get a chance, you would.
Amen. Amen.
You might not commit adultery, only because you wouldn't get caught.
Yes. Amen.
Or maybe you're afraid of stoning. But it says that he gave them the law to magnify sin.
Amen.
To show them that even though God said don't do it, and they might not do it, there is a desire in here to do it, so sin is a desire.
Amen.
Sin is a desire.
Yes.
Amen.
A desire to be free to do what one wants.
Right.
But he wouldn't do it because he's inhibited because of stoning, fear, punishment, shame.
Yes. Amen.
Is that Christianity?
No.
It could be the same.
Amen.
Maybe you can keep your long hair because your husband, because the pastor, because you're afraid to go to hell. Wouldn't that be the same concept?
Amen.
Maybe a long dress?
Amen.
Amen.
It could be the same. Some men say, my wife is under subjection. only because she prayed you.
Amen.
She prayed you.
Amen.
She prayed God.
Amen. Amen.
You see, we can provide what God wants, but not the way God wants it.
Yes.
And then we can feel justified. In other words, we are finding different ways to fulfill God's word outside the way God wants it.
Yes.
I Amen. Say that's impersonation of Christianity.
Yeah. Amen.
I say that we can be guilty of impersonating the message because our heart is not right.
Amen. Amen.
Here's scripture. If you don't mind, turn to Romans 14. Romans 14 and, is it 14? 13 maybe. Romans 14 and 23, sorry, part B. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. Now watch the next verse. For whatsoever, dressing, makeup, shoe, ruling your house, whatsoever is not of faith,
yes,
is sin.
Amen.
Therefore, you might be the most dressed,
yes,
message sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
And be in sin.
Amen.
And don't know it.
Amen.
Because you want people to judge you from the outside and say, look, but God judges the heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you might think, because I'm doing it, God should credit me. Mm. That which is done outside of faith and love is nothing. He says you should give us some points for trying. Christianity is not trying.
No.
He said, well, I'm obedient. Obedience that is not provided by love, that is not produced by love, is not obedience at all, but it's conformity.
Yes.
Therefore, it's bondage.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that is what the law is.
Yes.
I say we can all be living the message, but are we living it from the right foundation?
Right.
I'm not trying to. I love my sisters to dress right.
Amen.
I want my brothers to rule their house right.
Amen.
But intimidation and fear and de-Christianizing and threatening because of what the prophet says this and you Jezebel and you're this and you're. You think that God could accept something like that? You think that's what God wants? You think God is pleased when he looked down and said, oh, look, she's obeying her husband. And the devil says, yeah, did you see the big coat he has stuck up over there? She don't. So we can make ourselves. We can deceive ourselves, friends.
Amen.
We can focus so much on the outside to please the pastor, please your conscience, tells you, well, I'm doing it. I know it's the truth. I'm doing it. I know it's the truth.
Right. Amen.
Knowing the law didn't empower them to live the law. Right. Why do you think knowing the message will empower you to live it? It must take the spirit of God to
Amen.
Live like God.
Amen.
You say you're short, talking about a lot of problems. How do you fix them? That's true. A man who can tell you all the problems and can't fix them is a man who really didn't know the problem at all.
Yes.
Yes.
That which is not done of faith is sin.
Amen.
Amen.
How do I produce? How does that faith come? Faith is not a human quality. I hear people say, well, I believe the word. You say it so boastfully. You believe because God opened your heart to believe.
Amen.
Therefore, it is God first.
Yes.
Your belief is a product of the grace of God that
Amen.
You might believe. Therefore, you are boasting in yourself.
Right.
The human heart, in its condition, cannot believe.
Amen.
Lest the Spirit of God opens its heart to believe.
Yes.
God can open your heart without a conversion.
Right.
That's true.
Amen.
He opens your heart to believe.
Amen.
He opens your heart to receive revelation before you're ever converted. And great revelations too.
Amen.
You can receive great revelations and not be converted.
Amen.
Peter proved it. Peter
Hallelujah.
Received the revelation of who do I say I am, and he wasn't converted.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Because revelation is sovereign.
Amen.
Amen.
sovereign work of God.
Yes.
What it is that would change our attitude towards God and our neighbor. What it is will change our attitude towards mankind. Against what will change our attitude about sinners and the way we act and the way we think about them. And what it is would cause that. There must be something to produce that.
Amen.
If we could have produced it, we would have done it long ago.
Yes.
If mysteries and seven seals could have done it, it would have happened already, because the amount of time we as ministers have spoken on those subjects.
Yes, yes.
I say it must start with the right foundation.
Amen.
The right foundation is when you see yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
When you see yourself the way God sees you. God sees you condemned.
Amen.
Even though you never did anything.
That's right. Amen.
God sees your heart rebellious towards Him. You don't make your heart rebellious. It is the nature of rebellion.
Amen.
You can be rebellious, loud and rowdy. You can be rebellious quietly.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Come now. Yes.
I've counseled many families in my short time.
Yes, amen.
And I've seen women who are openly rebellious.
Yes.
But I don't care what you or the pastor say. I ain't going to do it.
Amen.
Yes.
And I've seen quiet rebellion that don't say a word.
Yeah.
No matter what you say, they're so quiet. Rebellion is rebellion, but it's
Amen.
Openly expressed or quietly covered. The heart can be a cultured sinner.
Yes.
Proper English.
Amen.
That lies with sophisticated word.
That's right. Yes.
Or an uneducated, big, just a big tongue liar. Lies. Doesn't matter. It's still lie.
Amen.
Amen.
You can be a cultured adulteress.
Yes.
Amen.
The way you dress and act, and how why don't we go for lunch?
That's right.
Or you can be the prostitute in the street.
Yes.
What Amen. Difference does it make?
Amen.
The conditions of the heart is the same.
Yes.
Amen.
You can be a Christian. Because you're brought up in church all your life and you have never surrendered.
Yes.
Never surrendered. You could be brought up in this message. I know a man that was brought up in a pastor's ministry for 25 years. He came up to my church. He boasted. He said, "Brother, God showed me a revelation of my pastor." It was not a year later that man left the man's church. You pastors, if you're looking for gratefulness, you're in the wrong business.
Amen. Amen.
No, you're in the wrong business. You're looking for gratefulness and thankfulness.
Hallelujah.
You see, it doesn't matter. What I want to show you is that every heart is the same.
Amen.
In the eyes of God, amen, I don't care if you're a religious sinner or you're a carnal sinner, you're a sinner.
Amen.
But we don't like to see that. We say, you know, I really was growing up, you know, he was really bad.
That's right.
But unless you can see yourself the way God sees you.
Amen.
He could use nothing of you. Listen to the words.
Amen.
He wants nothing of you.
Yes.
You can provide Him nothing.
Amen.
He needs nothing from you, but you need something from Him.
Amen.
The reason God gave the law to the Jews was to show them their nature.
Yes.
Even though they might do it, but their desire was not to do it.
Amen.
To show them their own heart, so that sin, the law was given that sin might be magnified.
Yes.
He said, "Without the law there is no knowledge of sin, but with the law there is the knowledge of sin." The law was given to know you and I. That's why if you don't come in the right foundation, you might keep the words of the message, you might keep the laws of the message,
yes,
the dress code of the message,
yes,
everything of the message,
yes,
but your heart is still not right.
Amen.
And yes, it says, if it is not of faith, it is sin.
Yes. Right. Amen.
And let us not deceive ourselves. Start over.
Amen.
Amen.
There must be somewhere to live this with joy. There
Amen.
Must be somewhere to love what I live.
Amen.
There must be something that changed me to desire that which I didn't desire before.
Amen.
There must be someone. change me to love the things of God and hate the things God hates.
Amen.
I cannot do it on my own. Yes. You cannot change on your own.
Amen.
You can make all the promises you want, that just shows you don't know your heart.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Foundation must be right.
Yes.
Amen.
You must see yourself helpless, hopeless.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That your own heart you can't trust.
Amen.
Your own heart you can't believe.
Amen.
When you see you begin to distrust yourself, you're in the right condition.
Yes.
When you begin to not trust you, you're in the right condition. You know the enemy.
Amen.
You know exactly what the problem is. Yes. If you expect any good thing from you, you're a fool.
Amen.
Amen. Because listen, friends, some people are like this. See, because they're born from the knowledge of good and evil, they have much good in them.
Amen.
They think the good in them will offset the evil that is in them.
That's right.
Is not weighing, or this is not God's care.
No.
The good in you will not offset the evil.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It will not offset, but you must understand sin.
Amen.
You have to, the sin is not lying, sin, and cheating, and prophets, eh?
Yes.
Those are attributes of sin.
Amen.
Amen. We must understand what really sin is.
Amen.
Let's look at it very carefully. In the Garden of Eden, well, God said, what did Adam do? He said, Adam loved his wife so much.
Amen.
That he was willing to sell the whole human race for her.
Yes.
This is the thing. This is the point. He was willing to sell the whole human race for her.
That's right. Amen.
Because he loved her.
Amen.
In other words, it made it look like it was a good thing he loved her.
Mm.
He loved her and he didn't want to lose her because it would have hurt him.
Right. Amen.
So Adam really loved Adam.
Amen.
Tell me if sin is not the love of self.
Amen.
If it isn't, why does he say you must die?
Yes. Amen.
Why does he say you must deny yourself? Why is it that always you are trying to protect yourself? Justify yourself. Protect yourself. Justify yourself. Amen. You're trying to make you look good.
Make,
don't care if the other man look bad, but you look good. You're trying to be righteous. You're trying to be respected. Oh, brother, I tell you the truth. We're coming to it. I'm going to show you who you really are. You're really an idol worshiper.
Amen.
You worship you, you just didn't know it.
Amen. Yes.
You believe that we have the nature of Satan when we were born?
Amen.
Then the prophet said you're born under the power and dominion of Satan, the sealed book?
Yes. Amen.
He may say that. He said that. Now look at Lucifer very carefully. Who does Lucifer worship? God? Does Lucifer worship God?
Yes. Amen.
But there's only two you can worship. Huh?
Yes.
If you don't worship God, you must worship himself.
Amen.
That's why he said, I will, I like.
Yes.
Yeah, people say it's my life. Mm. I like it so.
Yes.
This is how I am.
Yes.
It's everything is right. And Satan trusts in itself.
Right.
And anything you trust in more than God is an idol.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
How many of you trusted in God before you came to Christ? You say, I trust in a God, I trust in a religion. You're trusting in your opinion of that religion.
That's right.
You're trusting in yourself, your assessment.
Yes.
I say to you, brother, we really worship this idol, you just didn't know it.
Amen.
That's why he's got to die.
Yes.
It's not an image of Lucifer is in here, it's an image of you in here.
Yes.
You have got to die.
Amen.
In other scripture, what they say, when the prophet kept saying, you must die, you've got to die. He didn't say Satan's got to die. He said, you've got to die.
Amen.
It's important I die daily.
Amen.
Just look at it very carefully. He didn't go to God when Eve sinned. He didn't go to God. He trusted his own ideas. He trusted in his own way. Sin is the desire to be free.
Amen.
From every restriction.
That's
and
nice.
To do what pleases one.
Yes. Amen.
That is sin.
Yes.
That's why God gave them freedom in the whole garden. He said, put one restriction.
Yes.
There's one restriction.
Yes.
I don't care. You can give a man everything and you put one restriction on him, he focuses on that one thing.
Yes.
I wonder why. You must understand that Adam took his own lordship.
Amen.
Adam made his own way.
Yes.
He took his own, he made his own choice. Adam became his own Lord. And that is what we are.
Yes.
With a sin nature, we do everything that we want, we like.
Amen.
What we don't do that we don't like is because of fear.
Yes.
Or shame, or something intimidated our behavior.
Amen.
We didn't do it because of love.
Yes.
We didn't do it because of that. No. So therefore, one thing we do know about sin is that sin is the magnifying of you, your desire.
Amen.
Love of self, protection of self, defending of self.
Yes.
And you hear people say, it is my life. I can do what I want with it.
That's right. Amen.
You hear people say, that's just the way I am.
Yes.
You take it or leave it. What they're trying to say is, amen, I ain't changing for nobody. Tell me, those statements are rooted, and even some believers say that.
Yes, amen.
That's, those statements are rooted in pride.
Amen.
That's rooted in self.
That's right.
It's the very core of that nature.
Yes.
When a man begins to see how God sees him, that he's condemned, then when he sees himself, he's seeing every man. When a man sees himself, he's seeing every man.
Amen.
Because when he sees himself hopeless, he knows every man is hopeless.
Yes.
Amen. When he sees that that man is no good in him, there's no good in any man.
Amen.
If there's no good in any man, then why should he expect good from the man?
Yes.
Amen. When the man lies, he is so surprised.
Yes.
The man robs him, or he's so surprised.
Yes.
It's because he really does not, is not convinced that he is all bad.
Yes. Amen.
But he's still expecting some good. Or maybe he's expecting morality. That a man should live a moral life. Well, if a moral life meant anything, Christ came in vain.
Yes, amen.
You see what I'm trying to show you? I'm trying to show you, by seeing yourself, you see your neighbor. By seeing yourself, you see mankind. You see every man. And if God is not expecting any good thing from you, then why should you expect from one another?
Amen.
It is hypocrisy.
Yes.
It is hypocrisy to expect, if God is not expecting any good thing from you, then why should you expect it from him? You see yourself knowing what to do that is right, but have not the love to do it.
Yes.
You come to the knowledge, you know what you ought to do, you know what the word says, but do you have the power and the love to do it?
Amen.
No. If you did, then it's not by His Spirit, therefore it's not even accepted.
That's right. Amen.
Therefore, if you cannot change yourself, even though you know what is right, then why should you expect the man?
Yes.
Why should you, because he knows what is right, you expect him to do also?
Yes.
When it can take the Spirit of God to empower him to do?
Yes.
Why hold him accountable?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to show you, we who know so much of the message, amen, cannot live with one another.
Yes.
Because we have never seen ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
If God don't expect you to change because He knows you can't, why should you expect Him?
Yes.
If you cannot better yourself, why can't why you want Him to better Himself? None can help. The Bible said they have all gone astray.
Amen.
He said they are all condemned.
Yes.
There's not one justified.
Amen.
They're all guilty.
Amen.
Paul said that the world might become guilty before God.
Yes.
It said that we have all fallen short of the righteousness of God.
Amen.
All. How many is fall short?
Amen.
Amen.
You believe,
hallelujah.
You believe the sinners out there also?
Yes.
You believe the neighbor next to you?
Yes.
Because if you really believe it, you will not expect.
Yes. Amen.
Therefore you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
And therefore you will not be angry.
Amen.
Because disappointment turns to anger and rage.
Yes.
Look how it affects our heart, and you don't have you started yet. Just the way God sees us. If you really see how God sees you, you will see your brother.
Amen.
You will see your neighbor, because you see, Christianity is connected with one another. You are your brother's keeper.
Amen.
Christianity is connected with a yes. body. Christianity is a body work.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, brother. Now watch very carefully. You cannot even see yourself unless the grace of God opens your eyes to see.
Yes. Yes.
If you have never seen it, it's the grace of God today for me to speak.
Yes.
And many of you have come the right way. I know there are people who have come the right way here.
Amen.
I don't mean to bore you, but for your brother's sake, if you will just pray with me.
Amen.
That maybe God will open their eyes to see the way you see.
Amen.
When you begin to see how God sees you,
yes,
it will have an effect on the way you see your brother.
Amen.
And not only your brother, but the sinner.
Amen.
Because God has to open your eyes to see you.
Yes.
But God might never open his eyes to see him.
That's right. Amen.
In other words, he might never know his sinfulness.
Yes.
He might never know his state.
Amen.
He might think he's better than you.
Yes.
But if God didn't open your eyes, you would have thought you were better than him.
Amen.
Amen.
If God didn't open your eyes, what he is thinking about you, you would have thought about him.
Amen. Yes.
I say, if you don't see this thing right, Christianity will be a hypocritical life.
Amen.
And that is why those people in the world out there says, I would be a Christian except for Christians.
Amen. 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 Yes.
Isn't that what Nani said that? Yeah, except for the Christian people, I would have been a Christian. That's why Brother Bam said we are stumbling blocks.
Amen.
So the greatest thing that you can be, a Christian can be, is a stumbling block.
Amen.
Amen.
What can affect us in such a way that we can love the unlovable?
Amen. Amen.
What can affect us in such a way that we can love the unlovable? There must be something.
Yes.
Amen.
Because here we are his enemies and he long suffered, he didn't destroy me.
Yes, amen.
Here I'm a blasphemer.
Yes.
He didn't destroy me. Here my ancestors were Hindus, idol worshippers, and he didn't destroy me.
Amen.
Amen. Here, a sinner born in sin, he didn't destroy me.
Yes.
Amen. He loved the unlovable.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He gave mercy to them that deserve not mercy.
Amen.
He gave grace to them that merit not grace.
Amen.
Amen. Look what he did for me freely.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother,
Oh, hallelujah.
He didn't do it for that man so that you can do it for that man to show your appreciation of what he did for you.
Amen.
Thank you. That the Christian living is living for others. You are looking God right in the face.
Amen.
You're staring him right in the face.
Yes. Amen.
You are not giving him something that you did not receive.
Yes.
You are giving him exactly what God gave you. You are giving to him.
Amen.
It is not a favor you are doing.
Yes.
No, brother. Amen. It is gratitude. It is gratefulness.
Yes.
It is thankfulness.
Amen.
Oh, brother, how it begins to affect the human heart.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
How it begins to affect the human heart.
Yes.
That man cannot see. Bless God, give him grace.
Amen.
I can't make him see. I can't change him because I could make myself see.
Yes.
I could make myself change. I could not help my position. But he.
Amen.
Give me grace.
Thank you, Lord.
While I was hurting him and violating his law, he did not strike me.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Why must I strike him?
Yes.
He did not hate me.
Amen.
Why must I hate him?
Yes.
He did not judge me according to the law and justice.
Yes.
He judged me according to grace.
Amen. Amen.
Then why then when yes. he does wrong or any of you do wrong, you go to the pastor's office and say, he lied. He yes. stole. Look what he did to me.
Yes.
You want justice. You
Amen.
Want your form of flesh.
That's right.
But you don't want God to judge you by justice.
Amen.
You cry, mercy, mercy, Lord.
Yes.
But for your brother.
Hallelujah.
It's because yes. you did not see yourself in yes. his presence.
Amen.
If you see yourself the way he saw you.
Yes.
Brother, you will long to give back what you receive.
Amen.
The reason you can't give it is because you did not receive it.
Amen.
You did
not feel it.
Yes.
You did not experience it. There Amen. Might be a knowledge here, but it's not here.
Amen.
I said you must remain on your knees. But Amen. Here becomes here.
Hallelujah.
That man.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes.
That man was.
Thank you, Lord.
Different.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I haven't touched one seal yet. I haven't mentioned third pull yet. But I know in your heart you are seeing keys.
Hallelujah.
You are seeing things that are obvious now.
Yes.
Amen. Things that will free you. Things that will empower you.
Amen.
Amen. You can feel it in your heart because the Spirit of God will not give it if there are not people here to receive it.
Hallelujah.
God is here. Yes, Lord. God is here. Thank you, Lord. To heal hearts.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Is here to change. Yes.
Hallelujah.
To transform.
Yes.
For the thing that you are longing for to
yes.
live an overcoming life.
Yes. Thank
God
you, Lord.
Is here to empower you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We're not allowing us to continue.
Yes. Amen.
Wasting our energies, wasting our strength.
Yes. Amen.
It is here to redirect us.
Yes.
And us in ministry, we who sometimes might not see, cause us to see.
Right.
And be heartfelt.
Yes.
And say Amen. We might be focusing wrong. Our intentions are right.
Amen.
But maybe our focus right. is one side.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He loved you when you were lovable.
Amen.
Freely.
Yes.
But he did not love that man.
Yes.
He's leaving that for you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He's leaving that for you.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the evidence of Christian living. There's only two laws in Christianity.
Yes.
To love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and your soul, and to
yes.
love your neighbor.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Who is your neighbor? Any man that is in need.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Any man you
yes.
meet along the way. That,
Amen.
Not a Christian. Any man.
Amen.
That you meet along the way that has a need. Why?
Yes.
Because when you had a need, there was someone there.
Amen.
He was a neighbor to you. He
Amen.
Was a friend to you.
Amen.
He was a savior to you.
Amen.
He was a defender to you.
Yes.
You can't wait to be that for somebody else. Especially somebody undeserving. Oh, brother, your eyes are not focused on the righteous. Your eyes are focused on them that deserve not.
Yes.
They are contemptible. Them that are rejected. That's where your heart goes off. That's why the prophet of God says your testimony is not just for the churches. It's for the dark alleys out there.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
But we, in this message, because of the knowledge of it, can become pure in our own eyes.
Yes. Amen.
We become judges and say who's acceptable or not.
Mm.
Who's a real believer or not. Do
yes.
you know the heart?
Mm. Amen.
Do you know the heart?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say we need some repentance.
Thank you.
From the pulpit to the lady.
Amen. Amen.
Because we assess ourselves better than other men.
Yes.
And God said there is no such thing as a better man.
Amen.
There is a Christian and there is a man who is not a Christian. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. There's no better man.
Yes.
If you live more obedient, it's because you love more.
Amen.
Therefore, you can be more grateful.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No such thing as better man in Christianity.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
They're Christians and they are not Christians.
Amen.
There might be weak Christians.
Yes.
There might be immature Christians.
Yes.
But there is no better man in Christianity.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We want to bring in our own fallen ideas and judge it among ourselves.
That's right.
We don't see that everyone on this seat here is a result of the grace of God.
Amen.
Everyone here is unmerited favor. They don't deserve it.
Yes.
Yet God's eyes are upon them.
Yes. Amen.
And yet sometimes our eyes are scornful upon them.
Yes.
Oh my, how frightening that ought to be to you and I.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, what a position that I would fear wanting to be in that position tonight. Of what God calls righteous,
yes.
you judge unrighteous based upon your assessment.
Right. Amen.
The man who lives the worst is the man who deserves our pity the most.
Amen.
Our love and our long suffering and blues.
Yes.
But because we see not right, is the man we scorn the most.
Yes.
Is the man we talk about the most.
Yes.
Is the man that we dislike the most.
Amen.
We shun the most. From the pulpit to the lady. God be merciful to us.
Amen.
Let me see if we can quicken this up. When he looks at you, what did he see? The Bible said he saw an enemy of God.
Amen.
He said, them that have gone astray.
Yes.
Them that cannot help themselves.
Yes.
But yet, these people don't know that. We didn't know that.
Yes, amen.
The Jews didn't know that.
Amen.
They thought by keeping the law, they'll please God.
Yes.
Let me show you the pride in keeping the law or the message without a foundation.
Amen.
That's just what Satan told Eve.
Yes.
He said, if you partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall be like gods.
Right. Yes.
The Jew says, go tell God what he requires and we shall do it.
Mm.
We will live it.
Mm.
In other words, we can live like God. You just tell us what God wants.
Yes.
And sometimes the ministry believes by preaching what the prophet says, it gives you the ability to do it.
Mm. Amen.
Yes, sir. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We can come into the same pattern.
Mm.
Because the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents the law, death, and a curse.
Amen.
The tree of life represents grace.
Amen.
And eternal life to them that believe.
That's right.
The two concepts are right there. The trees can be tied in many different ways.
Yes, amen.
The Jews said, tell us what God requires and we will do it. It's not what we do in the message. You just tell us what God says and we will live it.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Yes. But listen to this. To live like God without the Spirit of God is an impersonation of Christianity.
Amen.
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 It is to say that you can live and have the qualities of God just by knowing what God wants.
Yes.
And then you want to turn around and say, there is none like him. No, that's not true. There's more than one. You see, you are one.
Yes.
You are like him. You see, you know what he's like and therefore you live like him, right?
Amen.
There is none like him because there's no other substance like him.
Amen.
Amen. He is what he is because of his substance, because of Zoe. And unless you have Zoe, you are impersonating Christianity.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And this Zoe, you cannot work for it.
Yes.
It must be given to you.
Amen.
It's a free gift.
Amen.
Amen. It is the gift of God, it's eternal life that makes you live like God.
Amen.
We have confidence in the knowledge of the message of what God wants.
Yes.
That is not what God wants. God Amen. Wants to let you know, to have confidence that you can't live it without my Spirit.
Amen.
Therefore, seek my Spirit. Seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
We are beginning to become tradition.
Amen.
We are beginning to become a traditional kind of church.
Amen.
Yes.
We are contented that our people grow up and our children grow up in the message and we hardly hear somebody receive the baptism of the Holy. We hardly see them have an experience.
Yes.
We hardly see a lifting of hands. We hardly see
yes.
an experience
yes.
of communion.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Everybody's born again.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody gets yes. communion.
Yes.
And we as pastors sit here
yes.
and watch it. And I'm not moved or burdened. I say we need to be burdened.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Acts 2 and 4 is Thank still true.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. The new birth is still true.
Amen.
We justify ourselves by saying, if you believe the message, that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
No.
There are many who dress like the message, and their spirit is worse than people outside.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Because we have lowered the bars.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Ask them to meet God's requirement.
Amen.
God's requirement, you don't want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, die that he might live. You've got to die. You've got to want it so bad.
Amen.
100%
Amen.
We don't have it.
Yes.
In the local church, there's no more. My church, I think, was one girl a year ago. Had an experience. So what happened to the rest of everybody?
Right. Amen.
If I sympathize as I am because I am afraid. We think the ministry is just going to preach and God's going to pat us on our back, but we must give account.
Amen. Amen.
Not only the church can become lukewarm, but the ministry can become lukewarm.
Amen.
Not only that the people become caught up with the cares of this world, but the ministry can be caught up with the cares of this world.
Amen.
We have to start from the top to the bottom. We have to start with the foundation and come all the way back up.
Amen.
I'm not rebuking you. God knows.
Amen.
Who am I? There are elder ministers here that was preaching before I was born.
Amen.
I'm not doing that at all. I think you join with me.
Amen.
Not in pride, but in caring.
Amen.
You see, we've got to assess the thing.
Right.
We've got to, you know, it can't just be business as usual.
Amen. Yes. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I've got a family. What I accept as Christian and people born again in my church, I will accept for them.
Amen.
If I really love them, I will never do that.
Amen.
I want them to know. I want them to have an experience.
Amen.
You say, is that a sensation, brother? I don't care if it's a sensation. I don't care what it is. But you must have an experience that changes your attitude towards mankind and towards God.
Amen.
When a man sees how God sees him, he sees how his brother is also.
Amen.
And if without God that man will perish, because without God you will perish.
Amen.
Then brother, sister, if God opened your heart to receive Christ and did not open his heart, what will be your attitude towards him?
Amen.
What would be your attitude towards him? Or that unbeliever, how can he believe lest God open his heart?
Amen. Amen.
How can he see? How can he repent lest God is spirit of repentance? And God didn't do it for him, but he did it to you.
Amen.
To prove to you, you are my enemy.
Amen.
To prove to you that I have given you grace.
Amen.
I have given you mercy.
Amen.
But brother, when you see what God has done for you, who was just like him, you begin to say, Lord, what about him?
Amen.
Amen.